Hello, I'm Gary Roby, and this is A Call to Worship. Please join us now as we focus on the fact that God is love.
Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee.
just think about, the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Love for us, His love for us, is eternal. His love is great, infinite, without bounds, for the whole world. And Your loving kindness, Lord, stretches even to those who are wicked, let alone to those who have been adopted into Your family. Father in heaven, thank You, Lord, for this opportunity to focus on Your love and all that that means to us. God, allow us during this time together to think about Your love and not the distractions that are going on around us, even now. Lord, just take us right into Your presence as we focus on You during this call to worship.
Love for me, for me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Your love is higher than the highest heaven.
The deepest sea.
Your love is wider than I can ever imagine. Your great love for me.
Paul describes the depth of God's love. In Romans 8, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Sinners cry. must be hope, and he must be joy. But more than these, he what kind of Lord would build for us a place with seas of glass and mansions high? What kind of friend would save us from the grave by giving his own son? Just one moment, he must be beauty and splendor. He must have strong hands that guide with gentle touch. He must be hope, and he must be
greetings, everyone. Perry Atkinson here, president of the Dove Broadcasting Network. I want to let you know that after many faithful years as host of Call to Worship, Dave Kersey has decided to retire and move closer to family. And who can blame him for that? Call to Worship has been Dave's passion from the very beginning, a unique hour of beautiful worship and praise music, much of which highlights traditional hymns and beautiful orchestrations. Even though Dave Kersey has retired, Call to Worship will continue with a new host, Gary Robey, a seasoned broadcast professional who also has a passion for traditional worship music to be heard on the air. You can go to Call to Worship today and send Dave a thank you note for his many years as a faithful host. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for making Call to Worship one of the most unique worship programs on radio today. And thank you for your support to keep it on the air. God bless you.
Thank you, Perry. And a huge thank you to Dave Kersey for allowing God to use you in such a meaningful way over these many years as host and producer of this Call to Worship program. My name is Gary Robey, and it's a great honor for me to be a part of continuing this ministry as it is used by God to touch lives. I would like to thank you for your cards and letters and your financial support of Call to Worship. If this program has been a blessing to you, you are welcome to make your tax-deductible gift by mail to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can make a secure donation online at our website, www.calltoworship.us. On our website, you can also listen to this program again or other past programs as well. That website address, again, is calltoworship.us. We'd love to hear from you. Please invest a few moments to drop us a line and share how that Call to Worship has ministered to you. Our mailing address, again, is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And would you please pray for us? Our goal is to bring us all into a time of worship to God by sharing His Word from the Bible and through music that is carefully chosen to edify us as we dwell on a different topic each week. Please pray with us that this time together will minister to those who are unable to attend a church or are preparing even now to go to God's house. Thank you for your vital part in supporting the ministry of Call to Worship through your prayers. May God richly bless you as we worship Him together. You're listening to A Call to Worship as we consider the fact that God is love.
My Lord, what love is this that
Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Listen to these words from Romans chapter 8. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted, or hungry, or destitute, or in danger, or threatened with death? As the Scriptures say, "For your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep." No. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life. Neither angels nor demons. Neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's love for us is eternal. Jeremiah 31, "I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee." Ephesians 1, "According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him, in love having predestinated us." God's great love is infinite, without bounds, for the whole world. Ephesians 2, "But God is so rich in mercy, and He loved us so much, that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead." John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave us His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." His love for us is not dependent upon our works or any other factor for that matter. It is based upon the fact that He is love. He does not love us because Christ died for our sins. Because He loved us before creation, Christ's sacrifice was His plan. And God is kind. His kindness stretches even to those who are wicked. As Christ was quoted in Luke 6, "Love your enemies, do good to them, lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you will truly be acting as children of the Most High, for He is kind, even to those who are unthankful and wicked." And on the basis of God's love and kindness for us, Paul instructed us in Ephesians, "Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you." These are the effects of God's love for all.
Above, Thou hast taught me. an angel stood with flaming sword at Eden's darkened gate. The frightened family faced a world now filled with Satan's hate. These fallen children God so loved were lost in fear alone. Now love would spare no cost to bring them home. Love found a way. Love found. A man who died and rose with life for all who will believe. For every child of Adam's race who longs to leave despair, the road that leads us home to love is there.
Praise God, we are free because God's love found a way. Thank you for joining us today here on A Call to Worship. I'm Gary Roby. And thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help to this radio ministry. You can write to us here at Called to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And you're welcome to visit us online as well at www.calltoworship.us. And when you're led to do so, you can make your tax-deductible contribution on the website. You can also listen to past programs and find other valuable information there as well. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now unto Him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.